100.7 star, Bubba Show in the morning. Hits all day, always available on the Odyssey app. Good morning, Leanne. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
So, Leanne, don't be nervous. Leanne is nervous to be on the radio. And like I told you off the air, I'm like, you're just talking to two friends, Melanie and I. And you said that it's a very interesting story that you're about to tell. And you use the word interesting. I use the word horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
You were attacked by a bear in Butler.
I know. Who does that?
Yeah. So for somebody that has no idea, what happened?
Well, we live like a mile outside of Butler City. I mean, we live in a neighborhood, and we've been here 31 years. And you know, there's always bears that run, you know, come through.
Yeah,
but
always.
Sporadically, and you hear about it. And one of the neighbors said there was a bear in the neighborhood with three cubs, and the next day it, you know, attacked our bird feeder, and everybody has bird feeders, and it attacked our bird feeder. And so when we let our dog out, we would take the flashlight out. Well, you know, a couple weeks go
by. So
did
you think that a flashlight would protect you from a bear?
Well, no, just to see. Well, no, trust me, it won't. And
Don't laugh at him.
Well, we have to make a little light of it. Okay, so you take your flashlight out with the dog.
Well, this was before. Then,
gotcha.
You know, a couple weeks go by, and it's at the side of the house where the bird feeders are, so our light doesn't shine over there. Yeah. Deck light.
Now, what kind of dog, Leanne, do you have?
Oh, gosh, he's so cute. He's a little 8-pound Pomeranian.
I know, he's
all black. He looks like a little bear cub himself.
I love it.
Yeah, he's such a sweet boy. And so, you know, it's a Tuesday night. I'm upstairs in my bedroom on my phone getting ready for bed. You know, it's 8:30 at night, and he has to go outside. So, you know, haven't heard about the bear, and I just thought they moved on. I don't know.
That was my impression. If you see a bear, don't interact with it, because it's just going somewhere else. It's not hanging at.
Right. Yeah. So, like, so I let him out, and I, you know, we always go out with him in off our deck. We have a little 3-foot fence around the deck where he could go in the yard and off the deck. And we always go out with him day or night. So I open the door, I let him out, and he starts barking normally, and so he goes off the deck and he starts barking, and I just hear this terrible commotion over at the bird feeders, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what is that? And I thought, you know, maybe a deer or something. It was tons of deer. And I'm like looking, and then all of a sudden in the neighbor's tree beside us, I see the silhouette of these three black cubs.
They
weren't cubs. They were huge. I don't know how they fit on this tree.
Okay.
I really don't. They were huge. So I'm like, oh my gosh. So I start calling for the dog, you know. I'm like, Smokey.
And what's the dog's name?
Smokey.
Smokey.
Smokey. Come on, Smokey.
Smokey, get over here.
Okay, so you're calling for Smokey.
That's pretty much how it was.
Yep.
And so then all of a sudden, out of the darkness, didn't even see her. Here she comes right over that 3-foot fence.
A bear just jumped over the fence?
The mama.
Yeah, it's just a little, you know, fence to keep him in. And I'm screaming for him and whatever. So he goes around to the other set of steps, you know, and she starts coming my way at this other set of steps. So I thought, you know, in my head, I'm like, well, she won't come on the deck, you know. So I go to get him, right? And the other set of steps, and then she comes up from behind me. I didn't know. And she pushes me off the step onto the face first onto the concrete slab right off the steps.
So the Smokey comes up one set of steps. You're on another set of steps. You go and grab Smokey. Little do you know that the mama bear ran up the steps and is now behind you and shoves you down.
Right.
Okay.
And my face. you know, face first right onto the cement slab.
On the concrete.
So now this mama bear with her cubs hanging out in a tree is on top of you, right?
Right.
All right, stand by.
So, Leanne
was attacked by a bear in Butler. She's telling us her story on Bubba's show.